Hello and welcome to the Negotiating with IT podcast. Each week we bring you education, interviews, and insights all about how you can reduce your IT software expenses through negotiation and cost reduction strategies. This show is brought to you by the Negotiator Guru. We help companies reduce their IT software expenses by 10 to 50% through contract negotiation. We are experts in negotiating with Microsoft, Salesforce, Oracle, SAP, telecom providers, and other software vendors. Reach out to us at thenegotiator.guru for a free review of your contract. We will take a look at your contract at no cost and let you know if there is opportunity for reduction. Again, you can contact us at thenegotiator.guru. That's .guru. And now, let's dive into the show. All right, Dan, so the topic for today is, yes, you can negotiate with Salesforce. You know, when we talk to a lot of companies, I don't think they realize how much you can actually negotiate or the saving potential here, or they're just afraid it's going to hurt their relationship with Salesforce. So curious just to kind of hear your thoughts on this, or just what like Salesforce actually expects, or just how to go about negotiations.
Yeah, Salesforce is a supplier, much like all the other large IT software suppliers like Microsoft and otherwise, that truly expects you to negotiate. Most customers that we deal with actually don't know you can negotiate, or if they try to negotiate, they're largely unsuccessful because they don't know necessarily how to do it or how to navigate the whole process. So they expect it. It's not a negative thing, right? What's important to do is focus on mutual value versus just a lower price. And that's what gets them excited. The margin of reduction could be anywhere from 15 to 50%, quite frankly, within software deals. And Salesforce is no different.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think that there's a lot of fear that people have, you know, or when we talk to people, they're like, so Salesforce must hate you because you come in and you lower their rates. And that's kind of what a lot of our business is based around. But ultimately, as you said there, mutually beneficial is something that I don't think a lot of people realize, that there's ways you can actually structure this deal that lowers your price and actually get Salesforce what they want. And I know we're definitely going to dive into that deeper in some later interviews, but maybe just kind of like sprinkle some examples of what that could look like.
Yeah, this goes into outcomes-based contracting. And ultimately, one of the examples, if you'd like one, is creating a press release on behalf of Salesforce and the client. So if I were to work for Johnson & Johnson, for example, right, and I had a Salesforce.com instance, we could talk about how Salesforce is making it easier for Johnson & Johnson to operate globally. And as a result, that can create uptick in sales and other clients.
Yeah, and that's something, again, I think a lot of people just don't even realize that that simple bargaining chip there is just something you can use. And there's a handful of different elements of that, whether term length or anything along those lines.
That's right. It's pretty easy, but you need to know what to say and how to say it and when to say it. And we'll get into that, I think, more. But the approach is very important in how you speak to these software companies, specifically Salesforce.com, because they are so growth-oriented, more so than many other suppliers that you deal with on any day. They will automatically book in a 10% increase in your revenue, even if you're an existing customer, year over year. And if they don't hit it, then the sales rep has repercussions for the same.
So in general, you know, for people, if they are looking to go into a negotiation with Salesforce, you know, what is the actual potential? I mean, how much can you actually reduce the costs here? If you were to look at like percentages, you know, or maybe some examples from the past deals, like, you know, what is the overall percentage or ability to actually reduce these contracts?
On average, I'd say it's 15 to 30%. It could be up to 50%. You know, the average discount for a job well done, let's call it, in Salesforce would be about a 20 to 25% discount off of list. Anything more than that would be a result of some expert negotiation tactics in addition to outcomes-based negotiation tactics, which we specialize in. So,
yeah, that's one thing that I know when a lot of customers come to us, they think they have a great discount because Salesforce automatically, they have their list and then they already discount people. But we've found that even when they have that initial discount in from list, it's, you know, we're able to go in there and negotiate a lot lower than just what their actual, even what their discount is.
That's right. And it's amazing still how many people pay list. Salesforce, by design, has developed its sales organization so that the sales rep doesn't fully understand what the rates should be per client, and ultimately creating this whole concept of a business desk, which McKinsey created and taught Microsoft a long time ago. Microsoft has taught all the other software providers, and that's where we are today.
Awesome. And I know that we're now diving into our next topic here, which is the next episode on understanding how Salesforce operates. So I know we're going to dive a lot more into that model, which is a big part of it. So on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap up for this episode, and we'll be sure to check out the next one. We're going to dive more into understanding how Salesforce operates.
Great. Look forward to it.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you got a lot of value out of this show. If you need help reducing your IT software costs, then reach out to us at thenegotiator.guru for a free review of your contract. We will take a look at your contract at no cost and let you know if there's an opportunity for cost reduction. Again, you can contact us at thenegotiator.guru. That's .guru.